Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome to Three and Out with Jason and Kevin. I'm Jason. That's Kevin. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation's Cincinnati Bengals website, and sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. We're on Orange and Black Insider, so subscribe if you haven't. Hit that like if you haven't. Thanks for coming back for those of you who've listened before. And if you haven't listened before, welcome. Kevin, how you doing?
Doing all right. I started to do finger guns when you introduced me. And instantly regretted that decision. Pulled it back halfway through.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. When you do finger guns, you have to commit. Like double finger
I know.
Guns. Like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do.
I don't know. Bring it back, man. Finger guns can be super popular.
I'm the one who can do that. You know what I mean? I have the influence. I could be the one. Bring finger guns back.
You absolutely should. You are a trendsetter. Absolutely. Yeah. Both of us are.
Look at how 40-year-olds setting the trends.
Look at how cool we are, kids, right? Ugh. All right, so there's not a lot to talk about. There's no contract extension news, although I wish there was. So what we thought we would do starting this week is we're going to focus on the Bengals division rivals in order of the schedule. So tonight we're going to talk about the Browns. We're going to kind of break down their depth chart, how they match up against the Bengals, which in ways that are good for the Bengals and ways that are bad for the Bengals. We're going to look at their schedule, maybe make a quick prediction on what they're going to do this year. And then
I have not prepared myself to do that whatsoever.
So okay. I haven't really either.
You want to run with that?
I haven't really either, but I have been looking
deeply at the Browns, and on our last episode, I spoke pretty cavalier about like, we're going to whoop them. And I still think we are because Deshaun Watson has been in a fraud. But I am liking this matchup far less than I did a few weeks
ago. The Browns, I mean, we'll kind of talk about it, but you know, and hopefully next week we'll be able to talk about Joe Burrow's contract and maybe, the week after that, T. Higgins, and the week after that, Logan Wilson. But for right now, we have
Are we certain Logan Wilson's getting extended? I know it keeps getting mentioned, but like
we're not certain T. Higgins is getting extended. I think we both know Burrow is, but we don't know about anything other than that.
I think T is. I don't know. We'll get into it. I just wanted to everybody's so certain Logan Wilson's getting extended, and I'm certain they're gonna try, but I think he's gonna get more in the open market than we're gonna be able to afford to give him. And with Pratt signing, I think that's our linebacker going into the future. I don't know. I just don't want people to get the hopes about Logan Wilson. If we can sign him, great. I love Logan Wilson. Yep. I just don't know if that's a call. But I don't know.
But you know, until there's other news to talk about, we're going to kind of do this. We're going to preview the division. I think both of us last week when we had Anthony Cosenza on, we went through the Bengals schedule. Both of us had the Bengals finishing 14-3, I think you and I did, correct?
I believe so.
Which would hand them the division and I think the number one overall seed. But let's take a quick look at the Browns. So I don't know. Do you want to start with the Browns offense and the Bengals defense?
Yeah. However you want to do it, man.
So, I mean, for the Browns, they have, you know, Bill Cosby plays quarterback. I mean, Deshaun Watson, sorry. For the entire franchise, in my opinion, for the Browns, everything hinges on Harvey Weinstein. I mean, Deshaun Watson. I have a bunch of these, so brace yourselves. But everything hinges on him. We don't really. I mean, they have a good team. They have a good offensive line. Yeah. They don't have the best offensive line. Yeah, they have a great offensive line. They have their best wide receiver is Amari Cooper.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's very good. How old is he? Let's take a look. Amari Cooper. Oh, he's only 28. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's very good.
You wanted to argue with me that Amari Cooper was like a top 10, like deep threat wide receiver in the league, I don't know if I'd put him there, but yeah. I would listen to your argument. You know what I mean? I go, yeah, I mean, you could argue top 10. I'd put him closer to like 15. Yep. Maybe. I haven't looked at everybody, but like Amari Cooper's legit, man.
No, I totally agree. I think he was legit in Dallas. He's legit here with Cleveland. You know, Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Njoku is a super talented tight end physically. We haven't seen a lot of him on the field or the production on the field, but we know what he's physically capable of doing. They have a great offensive line. And then Nick Chubb, a lot of people think he's the best three down back in the league.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like giving any Cleveland Brown player credit, period. Although I got nothing personal against Nick Chubb. He is the best pure running back in the league.
I tend to agree. So everything's going to depend on what Deshaun Watson can do. He played half the season last year, and, you know, he was okay. He finished 58.2% completion percentage, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. A 79.1 rating. Nothing great. But he didn't play at all in 2021. He played half the season in 2022. So we don't really know what we're going to get with Deshaun Watson. Jeffrey Epstein. We don't know what he's going to get. I mean, he could come back, you know, and play like he did in 2020 when, you know,
when he ran up his numbers in garbage time?
Well, yeah, when he ran up his numbers in garbage time. But I mean,
he's never been the quarterback that people try to pretend he is. Even at his prime, he was good.
Yeah.
He may have even been very good. This idea that he was some elite league leading back who was held back by his team I'm going to commit to this until I'm proven otherwise. His best football is behind him, and he was never the quarterback people gave him credit to be.
You know, I kind of agree with you. So I do think that he has some physical skill. I don't know where he is mentally. I don't think he has he's not the cerebral player that, you know, Joe Burrow is. I don't think there is anyone on the field, any quarterback in the NFL that's the cerebral player Joe Burrow was. The only guy I would say would be Tom Brady if he was still playing.
Yep.
But, you know, we don't know what we're going to get with Deshaun Watson. If he comes out and plays this whole season like he did last year, if that's a sample size of what he'll do this year, that's the worst case scenario for the Browns. Absolute worst cases. They sunk so much into him, and they gave him this ridiculous, stupid, fully guaranteed contract that I personally think is going to completely burn their house down. You know, because there's no getting away from him now. You're stuck with him. If he plays this whole season where, you know, he has a 58 completion percentage and he has a rating at the end of the year of 79.1 or 80, I say the Browns have a ceiling of 500. If that's their quarterback, under center.
I think he will improve. I do think he'll improve. I still think best case scenario, he's the third best quarterback in the division.
I totally buy that. Totally buy that. If he plays really well, the offense is going to be a handful for anybody. Because you got to worry about Nick Chubb. The offensive line is going to open holes for him. The offensive line is going to do a good job protecting Watson. Yep. I don't think they have... So if you look at the receiving corps in the AFC North, the Bengals are obviously they're number one in the NFL. And then second, I would say now, I'd maybe the Steelers with George Pickens and Allen Robinson and Deontay Johnson, you know, all three very talented receivers. You could say Baltimore now that they have they have OBJ. I just don't know what he's got left in the tank. Maybe he has enough. And they have a rookie they drafted and who else knows? I don't know.
I mean, Mark. Dolphins for me, right?
No, in the division.
Sorry, I misheard you. No, okay. I was like, man, you're really right.
No. So the Browns might have, even though Amari Cooper's good, they might have the worst wide receiver core in the division.
Sure. I would say Amari Cooper is, as of right now, Amari Cooper is the best, maybe the best non-Bengals wide receiver in the league. In the division?
I don't know. I think Pickens is good. I don't know what...
He had some flashes. I don't know what OBJ, he's got his flaws, and I think he can fix them, and I think he could take that title this year.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a bunch of good enough guys. Like, it's a bunch of guys they're good enough. They're not going to hold your team back. You're happy to have them. But nobody on there, nobody scares me. Amari Cooper's the only one who does.
Right. Amari Cooper does a little bit. Other than that, though, I mean, it's to me, if I'm a Lou Anarumo and I'm scheming to stop the Browns, I'm not focusing on Deshaun Watson, Roman Polanski. I'm totally scheming my defense around Nick Chubb. I'm going to make Deshaun Watson prove that he can throw the ball still, prove that he can beat me with those weapons. I'm not going to let Nick Chubb run for 150 yards on me on the ground. Because I think that's what the Browns are probably going to want to do. You know what I mean? Now, Deshaun Watson has a full offseason this year. He didn't at all. Well, no, I think he was able to play in the offseason last year. And then a suspension started when the season started. I don't know how that worked.
I believe so.
But yeah, I mean, we don't know what kind of Deshaun Watson we're going to have. We just don't know. Nick Chubb, on the other hand, has been, I mean, he's been fantastic.
Yeah.
So
Chubb.
Yeah. I mean, other than his rookie year, which was 2018, he's had over 1,000 yards. Last year was a career high, 1,525, 12 touchdowns, averaged 5.1 yards per carry. He's averaged over 5 yards per carry every year that he's played. He's a beast. Absolutely a beast. So
with
and now,
DJ Reader on that line, totally healthy, Nick Chubb becomes far less scary.
And I totally agree.
Take Nick Chubb and make him not as big a threat, which I do believe we can do. Then suddenly it's all on Deshaun Watson. And with our cornerbacks, I think Cam Taylor-Britt is going to take a jump. Cheeto probably won't be back. But I like Moore. I like Moore a lot. Yeah. I don't love the idea of him starting day one, but I like him a lot. DJ?
Turner. DJ Turner.
Turner. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Sorry.
You're good. I agree. I hope Cheeto's back. I mean, we'll have to kind of wait and see. Hilton's there, you know. I do like DJ Turner a lot. And they did sign Sidney Jones, and they also have DJ Ivy. I mean, I don't know what those guys are going to bring to the team. But, no, I think this offense goes through Nick Chubb, and this is going to be one of those ugly AFC North front seven defensive games. You know what I mean? Like, what can the linebackers and the defensive line, what can they do? But if I had to give – I mean, if you're saying how do the Browns match up against the Bengals have good edge rushers in Trey Hendrickson. They have Sam Hubbard. They added Miles Murphy. You know, they have DJ Reader. They have BJ Hill. There's not a ton of internal inside defensive line depth.
Or pressure.
Right. But DJ Reader is probably the best nose tackle in the NFL. I say probably he is. He's the best nose tackle in the NFL. BJ Hill does. Yeah. BJ Hill does a good job, you know, creating pressure from the inside. Trey Hendrickson is, he's just the guy. He's very, very good. And Sam Hubbard he does everything really, really well. You know, he does his run defense really well. He can pass rush. He'd do whatever you need him to do. I think we have two of the best linebackers in the NFL. I was actually looking up today. As far as their overall defensive grades on PFF, we're one of three teams with two linebackers in the top 15. The other two teams are the Niners and the Bills. So Pratt had statistically a slightly better season than Wilson, but Wilson had a great year. So, and then the secondary. So that's our big weakness. And that's the good thing about this matchup is if the Browns' victory would flow through Nick Chubb, then the front seven, which is the much more experienced part of the defense, is going to be kind of what we rely on to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Secondary, you have the corners. The corners should be, you know, Cam Taylor-Britt taking that sophomore leap, we hope. Maybe Cheeto comes back. If not, you know, you got DJ Turner. But then the safeties are completely inexperienced. We have no idea what we're going to see from them. We really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that makes me nervous. But in theory, if they are going to run the ball 25 times, the safeties, not to say they're not important, but they're not as important as if you're playing a quarterback that you know is going to air it out 40 plus times. And I just don't think I don't think the Browns are going to want to put Woody Allen in that position. You know what I mean? I think they want to keep Brian Singer, you know, limit his throws maybe the first couple weeks. I ran out already. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't
it was good. It was a solid list.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was pretty happy with it.
No, I agree. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to Deshaun Watson. And who is he going to be week one? I am on the record saying I don't believe in Deshaun Watson. I think he'll be good. I think he'll be much better than he was last year. But that being much better than last year still don't make you great.
No.
And
the way they're paying him, the way they're paying him, he better be great. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's the thing.
That was never in the cards, man.
But, you know, if I'm ranking the AFC quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson is not in my top five, not even close. I mean, he might scrape into the top 10, possibly. Out of default, because there's, you know, 16 teams. I mean.
Yeah, he's probably top 10.
Yeah, he's probably top 10. But that's not, you know, it's not two is better, I think.
I really feel like this is going to come down for the Bengals on the rookies. Yeah. How good is that safety group going to look? How much pressure can Miles generate? Mm-hmm. Can we make Deshaun Watson nervous? Can we get him off balance? And if we can, week one, this ain't his get-right game. I think that we can shut them down at least enough.
Yeah.
The problem comes down to that offensive line, man. He's going to have all the time in the world to throw behind that offensive line, at least in comparison to what a lot of other teams with our improved pass rush are going to get. That offensive line is absolutely legitimate. They are top five in the league. It's going to be very hard to get pressure on Deshaun Watson. And even a mediocre quarterback is going to make plays behind an offensive line that good. So I really do think this could end up being a bit of a shootout.
Yeah.
Just because Deshaun Watson is going to make plays. Nick Chubb's going to get yards, but I think we'll shut him down to a certain extent. And then it's going to come down to the Bengals offense to seal the deal.
Okay. So we can agree on what we've talked about so far is we do both believe that the offense, their offensive game plan will probably be Nick Chubb. A lot of Nick Chubb.
Yes.
Correct?
At least for the first half, because that's going to be.
And the idea,
hopefully we take him away and we make Deshaun Watson throw.
And the idea of let the running game open up a passing game, basically.
Yeah.
And that the X factor, their X factor, their unknown, is Deshaun Watson. We agree that because we just don't know what we're going to get. Okay.
Yes.
In the matchup of the Bengals offense, I'm sorry, the Bengals defense versus the Browns offense, just, you know, who has the upside? Who has the advantage?
I would say the Bengals defense has the advantage because I do not believe in Deshaun Watson.
Okay. All right.
That's it. That's the most really important thing.
I saw Joe Goodberry on Twitter said that a lot of the predictive games that he did or the game predicting that he did, if he based it on quarterback play, it almost always shows who's going to win. The better quarterback. That. Yeah. The better quarterback wins. I mean, not always, but a lot. I mean, we watch just the Super Bowl just in my, you know, when Peyton Manning's last Super Bowl, he was awful and they won because of that insane defense. But all right. So any other thoughts on the Browns offense and how they match up against the Bengals defense?
No, I really don't. I think that they actually have a pretty good offense. I think Deshaun Watson ain't the guy.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first, folks. Kevin Brown of 3 and Out believes Bill Cosby is not the guy. That it's not Harvey Weinstein is not the guy. Jeffrey Epstein, I'm going to go through him again. Jeffrey Epstein, Roman Polanski, Woody Allen, Brian Singer. None of those guys are the guy, which means Deshaun Watson's not the guy. All right, take a quick commercial break real quick. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the Bengals offense and the Browns defense.
Eastgate Smiles Dental Care is a warm and welcoming environment where expertise and customer service come together. As a local business, they love helping their fellow Cincinnatians manage their oral health and achieve a perfect smile. They pair the latest technology with years of experience to give you a smile worth showing off. They are dedicated to quality and convenience and can even perform dental crown procedures the same day in most cases. You like your smile, but they are here to help you love it. They personalize your care and match your needs. Call them today at 513-528-1150 to learn what they can do for your pearly whites.
All right, we're back. Again, so this week we are kind of talking about the Browns a little bit. We're going to talk about the Bengals division opponents, and then we'll do another team too that's not in the division. I'm assuming all of you can guess who we're talking about. But we're going to talk about the Bengals division opponents in order of their schedule. So we're talking about the Cleveland Browns first. We just went over the Browns offense versus the Bengals defense, we both agreed that Deshaun Watson is not the guy and that the game is going to flow through Nick Chubb. And we both gave the edge to the Bengals defense. All right. So Bengals stop the Browns on their opening possession, 3 and out. Hey.
The 3 and out effect.
All right, Bengals stop the Browns on a 3 and out. And then they get the ball back, right? On their own 20-yard line, Joe Burrow under center. Let's say Jonah Williams making his start at right tackle.
Maybe Collins, though. Did you see? Maybe,
I did see that. Yes.
That's insane.
I have a real
people
question.
Who didn't see it. He's practicing. I mean, it's very limited. It's very light. Yeah. That's clear. But he is practicing. And if he's already practicing, there is a very real chance he is absolutely ready to roll week one. And will he be better than Jonah? I don't know, but I don't think we ever saw Collins at his best last year.
No, I don't
think
so either.
Competition at that position?
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just very excited.
The more the merrier.
Wild that he is where he's at right now.
Sure. Now, here's a real question for you. I think he tore his ACL and PCL. I think there were more than one. Either way, let's just say it was just his ACL, right?
Oh, just, yeah.
Right, just. So this was like week 16, week 17 last year at the end of the season. So he's had 6 months maybe, you know? Six, 7 months. You tear your ACL, okay, in January, late December. And then I show up at your house with a pad and say, hey, let's go outside and do that thing that Leo Collins was doing. Are you capable of even doing it, or am I going to have to take you back to the hospital? Because
you're probably going to take me back to the hospital.
Yeah.
I am officially at the age where any damage I do to my body is at least semi-permanent for the rest of my life.
Forever.
You know what I mean? If I break a leg, if I tear a tendon, if I even just sleep wrong, I am hurt, and I'm probably just hurt forever.
Yep. No, I get it. I get it. My neck's hurt for like 3 days now because I hurt it when I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I heard it when I was sleeping. I coached my son's Little League baseball team. This is year 3 coaching. My shoulder hurts constantly from throwing baseballs to children. I don't even throw hard. I can't throw it hard. I never could really throw super hard, but I can't throw it hard to them because they're 10-year-olds.
Sure.
But my shoulder hurts just from throwing, because I'm a old little man baby.
Yeah.
Leo Collins
Tear your ACL be back 6 months later to play the most physical sport in the world.
Nope. Can't do it. I'll never come back. Ever. Tear my ACL. I'll probably spend the rest of my life. It might kill me. I might die. I might die from that injury.
What happened? Maybe he tore his ACL and he died.
You're going to have to put me down like a racehorse.
Yeah.
Come out on the field and put a black tarp up and put a potato on the end of a shotgun. That's for me. That's what you'll have to do to me. All right. So back to the kind of the show here. So we're talking about the Bengals offense versus the Browns defense. So the Browns defense is nothing to, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's scary. It is. So they have Miles.
Their defensive line is frightening, dude.
Yes, it is. All right. So Miles Garrett, obviously the headliner there, probably the best or second best edge rusher in the NFL. And the funny thing is the other great edge rusher, there's a bunch of them. You know, you have the Bosa brothers and stuff like that, but you got TJ Watt. You have to pay Miles Garrett and TJ Watt, each of them, twice a year, which is almost not fair.
No.
Right. So you got Miles Garrett. You got Za'Darius Smith, Jordan Elliott, Dalvin Tomlinson. It's a great front four. Great front four. They have Jeremiah Owusu, Koromoa, Anthony Walker, and Sione Taki, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce that. Your linebackers. Then you have a pretty good. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know. We're so good at this. You're welcome. We're so good at this. Anyway. And then you have, Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit, Juan Thornhill, and Greg Newsome in your secondary. They have good defense, a very good defense at all three levels. But their front four are scary good. Scary good. So.
Yeah. I want to talk about their defensive line just in general now, because I was looking up numbers on this. Za'Darius Smith was the fourth highest double team player in the NFL last year, Myles Garrett was the first highest double team player in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
And Akwankwo was the eighth highest double teamed player in the NFL last year.
Wow.
We just need to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Burrow's going to get it out quick.
Yep.
We're going to have to lean on the run game just a little bit to keep him upright. Because, well, I think this offensive line might be the best we've seen in years and years and years. Week one, they're still going to be figuring it out a little bit, especially with that right tackle with Orlando Brown. It's going to be a little rocky. This is going to be a game about getting the ball out quickly. But Burrow's got a hell of a release. So
he does. He does. And he's a quick processor, which is going to be extremely important in games like this. All right. So you said Myles Garrett was the single most double-teamed defender in the league last year, correct? 16 sacks still.
Yes.
Yeah, 16 sacks. In fact, the only year he hasn't had double-digit sacks was his rookie year in 2017. So to say he's been worth the number one overall pick is an understatement, because he absolutely has. That's the good thing about this matchup with those front four. So the scary thing about a front four like that is you typically don't have to send a ton of pressure at the quarterback to get pressure on them. Yes. You know what I mean? So you can drop however many guys you want into coverage. So not only, and it's not necessarily a coverage sack, you know what I mean? So not only are you dropping all these guys back so there's no one open right away, but you still don't have time to throw when typically you would. The good thing about Burrow with this matchup is he is sneaky athletic. He has a great pocket presence. He can move in the pocket, and he has a quick release, quick decision making. A lot of play calling is going to go into this. They're not going to be able to do a lot of stuff to set up big long pass plays. You know what I mean? It's going to have to be some medium to short quick hitters, and I think that they have to get the run game going. You know, I'm not saying that they need to lean on the run the way that the Cleveland Browns might need to lean on the run.
No. But they
be a non-factor. If it's a non-factor, the Bengals will lose this game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They have to, at least the threat that they could run the ball if they want to needs to be real. You know what I mean? Front four. It's a great front four. There's no secondary in the NFL, in my opinion, that can say, oh yeah, we can cover Chase Higgins and Boyd, no issue. Because there's just, it doesn't exist. Nobody has a secondary like that.
The strength that we're going to lean on.
Yes.
It's like Denzel Ward is legit. Like, he's absolutely is. I think Emerson could break out this year. I mean, I think he could have a really good year this year, but it all comes out in the wash versus our wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite effect of what we were talking about, how Deshaun Watson ain't the guy. Burrow is the guy, and we have three killer wide receivers out there. They're going to figure it out. I actually think it'll probably be a little rough in the first half. First quarter.
Yeah.
And then once Burrow has a chance to pick apart that defense, figure out what's going on, they're going to start to eat. It's going to be short yardage. It's going to be dinking and dunking down the field. But I don't think you can stop this offense, even with that pressure. But be prepared for Burrow to get hit a few times.
Yeah,
I can. And we all wince every time that happens. I'm not looking forward to this.
No, yeah, I know. But, he's going to get hit. He's going to take his lumps. I think that a lot of this is going to be a game where play calling is extremely important, having the right plays dialed up at the right time. We're going to see what Orlando Brown is made out of right out of the gates, because he's going to be taking on one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And then whoever's playing right tackle. I mean, the whole offensive line is going to have their hands full. That's just a fact.
Yes.
I think that Burrow's decision-making ability, the quickness, the timeliness of getting the ball out of his hands, you know what I mean? I trust Zach Taylor and Brian Callahan for play calling. I do. But the X factor in this game to me is Joe Burrow.
Yes.
In this matchup. It's Joe Burrow. It's what he can do, maybe with his legs, or maybe some off script plays, rolling out of the pocket and figuring something else out. And there's no quarterback I trust more. There's just not. You know what I mean? If this is going to come down to X factors, Joe Burrow versus I can't think. I don't want to use Bill Cosby again. Maybe some famous ones that are in movies, fake ones. I don't know.
I don't keep a list of sexual
Buffalo. You don't? No. I don't know where my list is. I have an extensive list. But That's the best response I think I could have asked to me asking you. Anyway, if it comes down to Deshaun Watson versus Joe Burrow wins. You know what I mean? He's a better quarterback. So if it's going to come down
that,
to
that, okay, but let's be clear. If Deshaun Watson was everything the Cleveland Browns he was going to be,
Joe Burrow still wins.
Still Joe Burrow. Right.
I'm just saying that if it comes down to a duel between quarterbacks, Joe Burrow wins.
I kind of think it's going to be.
Yeah, I could absolutely say that. If the Bengals can shut Nick Chubb down, and I don't know what we're going to get from the Bengals running game. Last year it was bad. The offensive line was a little bit of that. You know what I mean? Mixon, I think, was a lot of that. And Mixon's going to be back. We don't know that for sure because there are free agents available and we haven't hit June 1st yet, but we're just like a week and a half away. So I don't know. Maybe he'll be back to like that 2021 form, but I just don't know. I don't know what we're going to get. But if neither run game gets going and it becomes a passing contest, the Bengals win. They win this game. So in the matchup, so we did this with the defense. In the matchup, the Bengals offense versus the Browns defense, who has the edge here?
Bengals offense. We have the edge in both categories, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. So
it is narrower, in my opinion, on offense versus their defense, simply because I do think that their ability to pressure the quarterback is going to be a very real problem in this game.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the margin there between the two teams is pretty small, at least of our offense versus their defense. Not overall.
Just overall. Because of that line. But yes, right, that line is so scary that, yes, it does bridge that gap quite a bit.
So, and then just historically, just so everyone knows where we're at, after being 12-8 against the Browns through the 2000s, 13-7 against the Browns in the 2010s, Joe Burrow has struggled against the Browns. Yes. He has only won one game, which was last season. But, I mean, he was 0-2 against the Browns in 2020, 0-2 against Browns in 21. He did win one last year. So it's one of those teams that the Bengals haven't, you know, maybe it's just the matchup. You know, it could be. There's some teams that just play other teams really well. Yep. You know what I mean? So
and I think we've been kind of getting into that. Like, the biggest strength they have, period, is their D-line. Not to say the rest of their team is trash, but their strength is that D-line. And our O-line has been a traditional weakness. I think it's going to be much better this year, but we're back in the position of, they're going to need a couple games to get running. Right. Like,
well, hopefully they don't. I mean, hopefully, you know, last year, all those vets, they didn't really play in the preseason at all. I mean, I would like to see everybody play, not all the game, maybe the first, just like traditionally, like they used to. First game, play a series. Second game, play a quarter. And the third game, even though it's the last game now, play a half, play a quarter. But you need to know what it feels like to be in the game. You know what I mean? Don't let game one, week one, be your first snaps where you don't know if you're in football shape yet. You know what I mean? You should be. All right. So we don't need to like predict scores for each game. They play them twice. They do it on the road in Cleveland in week one. And then they play again. It's the last week of the year. Yeah. It's the in week 18 in Cincinnati. And that game could be huge. I mean, it could be a game where maybe the Browns get into the playoffs. You know what I mean? As like a wild card team, it could be a game where the Bengals, hey, if we win, we get home field advantage, whatever, or win the division, win the conference, whatever. How do you see these two games? You think the Bengals split? Think the Bengals go 2-0 against the Browns? What do you think happens?
I think the Bengals go 2-0 against the Browns.
Okay.
I am sticking to my prediction from our last episode. I think we're better on offense. We're better on defense. I mean, the matchups. We're better. Yeah. Our offense is better than their defense. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
our defense is better than our offense. These games are going to be tough games.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take our lumps. It's going to suck. I think they're just going to probably be one of these two games where we're halfway through and we're cussing and saying that there's no way they're going to come back from this. But I do think ultimately we go 2-0 against them.
Right.
And I think that's it.
So I agree. I do think we go 2-0. In fact, I'm going to say the first game is so ugly that maybe the Bengals win in the last minute or they win in overtime, something like that. I think it's going to be close, but I do think the Bengals go 2-0. You want to take a look at the Browns schedule and just, I mean, we don't have to pick every game, you know, but you know, look and see who they match up real quick? Just to...
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Yeah, sure. So, obviously, we have them going 0-1 starting the season. You know, then they go to Pittsburgh. So, I don't know. I guess it just depends on Kenny Pickett. But here's, we're not going to predict these games. Let's just go through the schedule so everyone sees what they have. So, they home against the Bengals at Pittsburgh, home against Tennessee, home against Baltimore, home against the Niners, at Indianapolis, at Seattle, home against the Cardinals, at the Ravens, home against Steelers, at Broncos, at Rams, home against the Jaguars, home against the Bears, at Texans, home against the Jets, and then they wrap up in Cincinnati against the Bengals. So I think, you know, there's a lot of teams who can go either way. We don't really know what the Jets are going to do. Are they going to be great with Aaron Rodgers? Or are they going to look like the Colts did with Matt Ryan last year? You know what I mean? I would assume they're going to be good. Yeah. But we don't really know. The Texans will be bad. Maybe the Bears could be really good. The Jaguars could be really great. We don't really know.
Jaguars going to be contenders this year.
Oh, no, I agree. The Rams, you know, they sold a lot to win that Super Bowl. I don't know if they're really, you know, have bounced back from that yet. At the Broncos, we don't know what Russell Wilson's doing at all. I mean, he seems to have been, like, replaced by a pod person. Sure. But, yeah, I think – I see their schedule, I think, as maybe four – you know, their team, depending on how Deshaun Watson plays, I see their floor as maybe being like 6 wins and their ceiling being 11, 10 or 11. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere. But yeah, they're going to go 9-8 or 8-9.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Like right in the middle. They'll be in that bloated middle class. Like the NFL is 100% a bell curve. There's a couple really bad teams, like 3 really bad teams, 3 really great teams, and 30. You know what I mean? 500-ish teams. But
there's going to be one game in the first 5 where they outperform and they actually look really, really, really good. Yeah. And everyone's going to go on for half a season about how it's the Browns' year. Yeah. And then the second half of the season is going to be dominated by their slow deterioration. And then they're going to become off-season heroes again. And then next year is
Browns' year. Yeah. Maybe next year will be the Browns' year. Maybe.
Next year is always the Browns' year.
I know.
They're always 1 year away.
Only 1 year away. Yep. Maybe Deshaun Watson checks out the local massage parlors in Cleveland and we get to do this whole thing over again.
He's not allowed. It's in his contract.
It'd be really funny if it was.
He's not allowed to be alone with the team assist.
Hold on a second.
I'm almost positive. That's real. Yeah.
There's nothing wilder in any NFL contract. Second place is the you can't play Xbox during the season, Kyler Murray. But
at least that's a fun one, man.
That's a good one. Yeah, I know.
It's hard to joke about Deshaun Watson sometimes. I'm just saying.
I didn't know. I know.
It bridges pretty close to dark.
I didn't know. Like, that's, I didn't make sense, but like, what a wild thing to be in an NFL contract. Yeah, you can't be alone with the team masseuse, dude. Other than that, here's $260 million.
Yeah. Oh,
what a mess. All right. I think the Browns are a good team. They're good. They're not great. They're not going to be terrible. They're going to be good. They're going to be right in the middle of the NFL. I like you, I kind of agree Deshaun Watson's not going to be who a lot of people think he is. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. No, you have anything else to add? I don't really have anything else to say about the Browns. I think I know more about the Steelers because I respect the Steelers more. I know more about the Ravens. I feel like I respect them more. I just, you know,
that's the Browns, man.
Yeah, they do gross stuff. This whole thing that they've done was gross. So,
I mean, beyond even that, I mean, they're the Browns. I realize the Bengals have only recently found like the respect that the Bengals, you know, have these days. So it's easy to like be like, oh no, we're the top dogs. You got to respect us. Right. Kind of forget where we were for a long time.
Right.
But we're not
Browns have not earned that.
But we're not the Browns, man.
Like, right. We're not the Browns.
No matter how bad the Bengals were, we were never the Browns.
That's true. We are not the Browns. And then also the funny thing is a lot of Browns fans say, hey, how many NFL championships do you have? It's true. We don't have any.
Neither do they,
because the Ravens own them, because that's the family. That's the team that won those. And then they left because Cleveland is a dumpster fire.
Yes.
And they went to Baltimore, which is not much better. It's not, but it is seems to be better. All right. This is going to get a lot of hate, I think. So, but you know what? Whatever. Bring it.
Why?
No, just Browns fans.
I'll bring it.
Yeah, I know. Bring it. Do you have anything,
I don't respect the organization. I don't
care. No, me neither. Oh. I think of all organizations, I respect them the least. Not just because of the subpar quality they put on the field, but because they did gross stuff. They're just a disgusting franchise. All right. Well, if that does it for you, that does it for me, man.
It does.
All right. For Kevin, I'm Jason. Thank you for tuning in again. Smash the like button, subscribe. This has been 3 and Out. Brought to you by Cincy Jungle, SB Nation Cincinnati Bengals site, and sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. Have a good night. Have a good week. We'll see you next week. And hoo day.
Hoo day.
Eastgate Smiles.